Hang on, hang on.
So the motion on all the minutes, but if I'm not moving on the May 29th.
Got you using this recorder, I apologize. Okay, we're good. Go ahead.
So we have a motion, approve minutes. There was one change. Second.
Okay. And the motion to, I'm sorry.
There's a motion to approve.
To approve all the minutes?
Yes.
I'm abstaining from the May 29th.
Yeah, you don't have to, because you aren't here, so you can vote on that.
Right.
There is one change in the minutes from a time that we went into executive session. It may be
on June 3rd.
On June 3rd, so it's not noted in that, but we're aware of the change.
It's not in the package, but it's in the one you're
going
to. Oh,
okay. Okay, so all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And Ken is not voting on the 29th because he wasn't here. Okay. Resolutions? You want to do them singularly, or you want to take 27 through 33 as a whole?
No,
I'll just abstain from my one. Okay. All right, so I take a motion then to take
the no, I'm, hold on. I don't have the same vote on all of them.
Okay. All right, so let's do them individually. 227. Reappointment.
Second.
Jim? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I'm abstaining.
Okay. One option.
Sorry. Okay.
228.
Move. Wait, 227?
Yes.
I'm a no.
Okay. Okay, so there's one no, one abstention. 228.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, no. Okay. 229, Kenyon?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
230?
So moved.
Okay. Herb and Jim? Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
231, Latin?
So moved.
Second.
Herb and Jim? Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Pardon me. Okay, hold on. The dogs can get fed by the next party. Sorry. She's doing it.
The dog.
232, Livermore.
So moved.
Okay, Herb. Jim, second. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. And 233, Mary Shealy.
So moved.
Okay, Herb and Jim. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Thank you. Resolution 265 adopting the inclusion of additional lands and agricultural districts within Ulster County, as recommended by the Ulster County Agriculture and Farmland Protection Board. Department of Planning, Herb, first and second. Mary Beth, discussion? Jim, sure.
May everyone will get a copy of this here by meeting night. For whatever reason, they didn't get it. There is a colored pictorial of what all the properties that are included, tax maps, aerials, and everything like that. I'm sure that everyone in the chat has that and you will get it. But just to give you a quick overview, there were six properties that applied for the inclusion. Let's see, three were in Gardner, one was in New Falls, one was in Shandaken, and one was in Fort Worth. And I believe the total is 48 acres. I attended the meeting of the Farmland Protection Board. They were all very innocuous. There was no contention. They were buying the field next door, down the road, you know, to farm. They were real farmers as well.
I'm just adding it to the whole list.
Okay.
If everybody remembers, it's a public hearing that meeting, the lady that spoke, she is Mrs. Fry from, I believe she's from Shandaken.
Warwarden.
Okay.
I don't have my glasses on.
Okay.
Can you tell us about school system? Everyone will get a copy of this prior to.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. And 266, appointing member and alternate member to the Ulster County Planning Board, Village of New Falls. Resumes are contained in the back of the packet. I do entertain a motion.
Ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, Mary Beth.
Christian, is it?
The appointment is Maurice Whiteman, and then the alternate is Brenda White. Resumes are attached. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. New business? Any new business? As the things come along. Any old business?
I was happy to see the IDA information here. Are they coming to our next meeting?
Mm-hmm.
To Suzanne?
I'll probably have Suzanne the next one, yes.
And she'll talk about these?
Yes. Yeah. And then we're going to bring the Focus Media in with what they're doing. And bring those.
That's August meeting?
Yes. Yeah, his presentation is about 10 or 12 minutes long, and it's a good presentation. It kind of really helps tie things together.
Mm-hmm.
And then the hope is that he will also give that once the new IDA board is set. I feel do the same thing with the IDA board so they know where they're coming from.
And it's
from.
A whole rebranding.
Yeah. It's a rebranding as well as weaknesses, identified strengths, and how things can work together and so on and so forth. So. Ken, do you have something?
Yeah, before we get too far into the year, I'd like to request that we have an agenda item going forward where we have a chance as individual members of this committee to bring forth some discussion of our own visions and goals or things that can be part of our agenda for economic development for the county going forward. We've not had any discussion as to how this committee wants to initiate our own activities for the future rather than just reacting to what's put before us.
Okay. Would you like us to do that, to come together as part of our August meeting and do that? Would you like that with the help of Suzanne when she's here? Would you like that as part of once the new IDA board is set, meeting with them and how we'll work together?
Well, I think we need to have our own discussion as to what we think the IDA board should be. What it's been historically, and I don't necessarily disagree with the role, is they're the entity that puts together the financial package for businesses that are referred over to them. Or through some kind of strategic process, the issues of how they make decisions and the communication with us. But I don't think the role of that committee has been, nor do I think it should be, to sit here and decide what the future direction of the county will be. Their comments would be most welcome, but I think this committee needs to play a more aggressive role in that. And so to that end, it probably makes some sense to listen to what Focus Media and Suzanne have to say, maybe plan on a little bit longer meeting, but then we have an opportunity to build with that impression online the same meeting and to talk about ideas we may have for what we as the Legislative Economic Tourism Committee could move forward on our own vision.
Okay.
Do
we have a liaison session?
To
Arcadia?
I go and Jim goes, and then UCDC.
It's not official.
No.
No. That's what we use on the bill.
Yeah, and the UCDC, I sit on it, and Jim sits on it. Actually, Jim is the vice chair. You know what? Let's see if the Focus Media presentation that they will give is a PowerPoint. Well, can we see if we can get a copy of that? Because we could get a copy of the PowerPoint to everybody so they could, they could, you know, kind of read up on what he's going to speak about so that we're, then when we have questions, as opposed to waiting to a month later to listen, digest it, in that way, is that fair enough? Is that good enough, do you think, as a part of the process?
I think that that's it.
And I'd like the piece about, you know, after that, kind of having our own dialogue about, you know, how we see this committee interacting with Suzanne and her team, with the IDA, and kind of getting, fleshing out in our minds. And I'm sure they'll have feedback at some point, too. So, but I do think it's a good start.
And then let's, I can't believe we're talking about September, but let's in September bring in the president of the IDA board, and let, as part of that, us meeting with them and where they're at and where we're at, and you know, to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the head of the is it the Business Alliance now, or is it still
Anthony Carpinino? From the Central Hub.
Can we ask him to come in?
Yeah. For September?
Yeah.
Okay. And we'll get Suzanne here in August. Okay. Well, let's get you a copy of that PowerPoint. Because I think that'll help you with the Focus Media thing. So we can do some homework. That way, when Josh is speaking, we can have questions about, okay, you noted this. Okay, good. You noted this, the weakness. How can we work? What's the process by which we'll work together to, you know, fix that weakness, and how do we, you know, utilize our strengths to go forward and so on. So we'll get your company.
Also, at the last meeting, I said something about wanting to get IDA information, and it has since come. The email that came from the financial reviewer of the IDA had everything I've been seeking for a good while. The project by project sheet that have on it, how much was the cost in lost taxes, what was the result in jobs, whether it's investmental, all the good kinds of things that I think we need to think about. I was glad to see it was there after being told for a couple of times that
wasn't
it didn't exist.
And we know it changes. No, well, you know what it was? I think there was some... I was told that because it changes, because the taxes change, I understand it, but at the onset of the pilot, there was some projection as to what the tax implications would be and what your pilot payment is, and that's the number I want, and that was the number I couldn't get, and now all of a sudden it's on the documents, which is great.
And they also, and they have two guys from working with, one gentleman, Carl Schmidtelmeister there, he's working with Suzanne, and then we have CJ, is working out of the, comptroller's office or finance office, and so they're putting a lot of that together, so I think we'll have, I don't want to say easier access, we'll have more readily available access and get copies of those things.
Okay, and one other thing I'd like to ask, probably to Vaughn. I think since the end of last year, I no longer receive, I don't know if others are getting on that, but I no longer receive the agendas or the minutes of the UCDC Business Alliance meetings and the IDA. There was a point where I was getting them, they're very informative, and now they no longer come. When I asked about getting it, I was told they're sent to the legislative clerk. So are others receiving that?
Mm-hmm.
I would think that would be useful to us as to what's going on.
Yeah,
Well, we get them, you and I.
Yeah, we get them, yeah, because we go.
But you don't get the IDA thing.
We don't either.
No, but we should all get them.
We go to the meetings.
Okay.
Yeah, but it'd be good to review the minutes in case you still saw someone for it.
And let's see if we can get those. The CIDA meets the second Wednesday of the month. UCDC is the last.
Wow, that's the reason it rhymes.
Yeah. But at least, my thought is we can get that stuff to you so you'll have it as part of a package when you come in for this meeting. Or if it's through IDA, then since that's the second Wednesday, you could have it perhaps by the by meeting night. So you can read it, I guess.
Email, but it's probably distributed by email. Just forward it to us.
It is,
yes.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah, email is easier.
Yeah, I actually read the email on my phone.
Killed you with three stuff.
There's some order now on the board. All right, what else? Anything?
Thanks.
Very good. Happy 4th, everybody.
Yes.
Be careful. It sounds easy, you hang, but I know how dangerous it can be. Be careful.
Hold on, River Rob. Okay, before you adjourn, Mr. Parody.
Oh. Okay.
I just came down from the mountains today to thank you folks for your work over the last couple of months. So, you know, sometimes these grand experiments can work. And, it's not always easy, but it was something I've read and seen and the results of it. I think it's great that you're all able to put together what you had to put together. You know, knowing the county like I do, just be like virtual living here, I think an awful lot of stuff, all the good stuff is going to come through here. Well, we're got more trouble than you. Than we imagine. So I want to thank you for your efforts over the last couple of months, and it's good. Sometimes it seems, sometimes it's not easy, sometimes it's not pleasant, but
well, I'll say for myself, A, thank you, and B, I'll say that we don't always agree, but I think we're all trying to run a boat in the right direction. And that's the most important thing. So, I think there's a lot you said about that. So, thank you. Wow, 7-1. Holy mackerel.
You kept my shoulder down on it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Where are you going? Anywhere good?
Oh,
okay.